Welcome to another Wolfpack Live. I'm Mr. Cooper, and today we've got a special show with the Chess Club. I'm also here with Shane Cesare, Olivia Connell, and Christian Duran. How are we doing today?
Doing good, thank you.
Well, thanks for stopping by today. This is a very interesting concept and club because not a lot of people understand chess. So you guys are going to break things down a little and talk about the whole year. Now, Christian, how did this club start? When did it start? Give me some of the origins of this club.
All right. Well, so this club is originally from E.L. Myers High School under Samuel Elias's control. But after we obviously left Myers High School, it translated or came over to the Wilkes-Barre area high school. And I believe we started maybe sophomore year, which is the year that we came to this high school. But it was just through me. I would usually bring in a chessboard, right, into school and play during lunch, play during some classes when we had no work to do, when we finished all our work. And that would just bring up all the attention and popularity of chess. So what you would see after that, the product of that would be people coming in and playing chess. They're bringing their own boards and play on their computers. And so basically, me and Shane took the hands into it and started bringing in the chess club, coming in the mornings at 8:15, you know.
That sounds interesting. Now, what is your title, Christian? You are the...
I'm the president's co-founder.
And the other president co-founder is Olivia Connell. Am I correct?
Yeah.
All right. So, Olivia, you tell me about your whole perception of, you know, the whole conception of the club and how things have been going here at Wilkes-Barre area.
So I actually had Mr. Elias sophomore year, and I walked in early to make up a test, and I saw people playing chess. And that was something that always really interested me because I always liked logic and stuff like that. But I never learned how to play because nobody ever really taught me. And I begged Mr. Elias to make it a club, and he said that he couldn't make it an official club until I found more members, another advisor, and like just a bunch of people that would actually come in on a regular basis. So it wasn't actually established as a club, unfortunately, until this year.
Yeah.
When me and Chris co-founded it, and Shane obviously came in with that on about early this year, right? You came in?
Yeah.
Okay. And we just kind of try and do meetings in the morning to get people to be interested in chess. And I think it benefits having two co-founders because one of us is like a beginner at chess. So I can kind of relate to the people that are just coming in. So they don't feel like they're coming in and they're surrounded by all these pros because Christian's really good at chess. Shane is really good at chess. I'm not. So I find it that it's easier for them to relate to somebody else in the club.
So, Olivia, you definitely get that position because, you know, as we know, you're a go-getter. You do a lot of different things, and you hit the ground running to make it happen. So definitely an important aspect of that, and you're growing from it. And I guess what you're trying to say with this chess club, it doesn't matter the ability level that you're coming in. It's there to teach. It's there to grow. It's there to have fun. And you know, that's a great thing that you, Christian, and Shane are helping to run. Now, Shane, you are the vice president. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Tell me what you would enjoy most about the chess club.
It gives me extra time to hang out with my friends and play chess.
Absolutely. Yep. Sorry, I cut you off there.
And also, especially, I can play with Chris, who's actually better than me at chess, and I actually learn a lot from just playing with him. Playing with stronger players helps you a lot in order to improving your chess because you see their thought process and you get absolutely destroyed sometimes, but you learn from those mistakes. But at the same time, I can play with people who are worse than me and train them, which reinforces the principles that I learned from the stronger players.
Absolutely. Now, Shane, when did you pick up the game of chess? When did you
start?
Yeah.
But I only really started taking it seriously at, like, I'd say seventh grade.
In seventh grade. Now, who introduced you to the game?
Well, I already knew how to play it since I was like a kid, but the chess club at Myers was where I really started to play chess.
Okay. Now, that being said, you say that Christian is a better player than you.
Yeah.
What makes him good? tell me a breakdown of what makes him good and where you sometimes, you know, fall to him and what you would have to do in order to build him. There's a lot in that question. What makes Christian good and what would you need to beat him?
Okay, there's kind of a lot, but in chess, there's a lot of theory. And a lot of it, most of it takes place in the opening of the game, which is the first few moves. And Chris, he actually started chess later than me, but he took the theory studying a little more seriously. So he has a better developed opening than I do. And he also just knows the principles of chess generally better than me.
Okay, so we got that down. Christian, are you willing to explain your opening and your theory and status?
Completely. So my theory, I'd say, I usually play Queen's Gambit, off of white pieces. Responses on black side to e4 would be Sicilian.
Let me stop you there right away. Why are you going white and not black? Why do you prefer the white side?
Well, I wouldn't say I would prefer the white side, but my opening for the white pieces would be called the Queen's Gambit Declines, and then my response or my opening for the black pieces would usually be the Sicilian opening.
Okay, why do you like that opening?
So I like the Queen's Gambit opening because it's less theoretical and it's more principles and logic when it comes to the chessboard. So if I were to play e4, I'd have to study maybe a couple hours more to actually understand the openings between that. But playing D4, it like limits the amount of moves that are known by most professional or good players. Mm-hmm. So playing D4 is automatically an advantage for a player who's like less studious, but maybe a little more logical.
Okay. So that being said, I'm going to go to Shane. I'm going to go to Shane on this. So you know how he's setting up. What would you have to do in order to counter that? What are some moves that you think would help to counter an opening like that?
There's a lot of possibilities, but I kind of just play into his plans, and I just...
Right? That's not good, right? Like, this is funny, Shane, because here's the thing. I love sports, right? And some people might consider chess a sport because of the competition and everything.
Yeah.
And that being said, it's just funny how you said that because it's like saying to, you know, another football team, so what's your strategy against the other team? Well, we're going to play right into their plan. So how would you counter them? That was funny, but go ahead.
Well, for most of the game, I would play right into his moves.
Okay.
But at some point, I would create an imbalance and deviate from his theory.
So kind of, are you saying like almost giving him a false sense of that, oh, he's playing possum?
That's kind of what I tried to do.
Okay. Have you ever beaten Chris?
Yeah, a couple of times.
And do you remember how or why?
Well, a lot of them have been when he was playing black as the Sicilian defense. And on the board, we use coordinates. So there's a move called F4,
mm-hmm.
which is a certain pawn push. And Chris finds that then F4 pawn push pretty annoying to deal with.
Why do you not like that?
Well, it's not really into my theory. And also it takes some control over the center of the board, which is where the advantage of the chess game actually relies on. So since I'm not well versed in that, and it also is annoying because I like to play laid back and calculated, I feel as if it just pressures me.
So now, Olivia, let's talk about your game. How would you describe your game, and what would you need to do to take it to the next level?
Oh God. Well, my game is not good. I have not even come close to beating Chris, but I will say that at the end of last year, we stayed until after the school day ended because we were just like stuck in a match and we kept getting each other stuck. So I'm good at playing off of other people, but I am not good at like taking charge and doing my own things yet. I think I definitely would need to study like chess theory and all that kind of stuff a little bit more. Well, not a little bit, a lot more to be able to really like get into the game. But I think like I have like, I just have a good sense of like going off the handle, just doing whatever. So like that usually kind of carries me, but that can't carry me in a game of chess. So I definitely need to study up a little bit more.
So that being said, to all of you, I remember years back when I was over at GAR, there was they had a chess club there too, and Mr. Wasileski was running that, and they had chess states, and I believe the chess states, they were maybe in Carlisle, I want to say Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Are chess states still going on? Is that a possibility? And if not, or if so, do you have opportunities to go up against other schools, even within the area? Are there any efforts for that is what I'm asking. Chris?
Yeah, I'll take this one. So chess states has been something we've been considering for a while. The only problem with that is getting like good players who are committed to the game. And since the system of how our school functions, it's a little difficult because the only way we could go into the chess club would be in the mornings, and a lot of people don't like to get up for that.
Okay.
But with respect to the question that you asked about the competition, yeah, we would be able to go against schools. And that would definitely be something beneficial to learn, because it'd be beneficial to play better players if we were to go to those competitive tournaments. Focusing on the fact that they're actually players who are willing to compete at that level. So, yeah.
So I just have something for you, Olivia, because I know you want the mic. So that's I'm going to give you the perfect thing that you're going to do. So, Olivia, you're going to set this up. You're going to set up competitions. You're going to set up a website, okay? You're going to go with all the District 2 schools, okay? And you're going to talk to them. You're going to organize a league, and you're going to put up the stats of who wins within the District 2. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
I believe in you, but go ahead.
Thank you. I was also going to add, it's very difficult for us to get to outside competitions because we just started up. We don't have a lot of funding. We don't have a lot of people. People is one of our biggest problems because to get funding, you need people. And there's just not enough interest because obviously people don't want to get up in the morning. And we're hoping that next year we can leave the club to somebody that will build it up as much as possible before they leave and just keep it going, because we really do need more people in the club.
Now, that being said, I think my mic just went off here. Can you hear me here? Okay, great. So, Christian, what year are you?
I'm a senior.
Olivia, you're a senior. And Shane, you're a
new senior.
Okay, so, wow. That's tough. That's definitely tough. I mean, you guys taking this step here definitely helps. It would have been awesome if you guys could have, you know, been able to, you know, participate in something like that states. It's always nice to, you know, have camaraderie and everything. And also like see where you are with that. But I guess this is a call. This is a call. You know, even this show, like I said, is open to all clubs to talk about their club. And personally, if the chess club wanted to come on once a week, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But that being said, we need a little more involvement. We need more people, you know, making that dedication. You know, if it is, you know, an initiative to go to states, then we're, you know, raising those funds. We're selling the candy bars. We're doing whatever is necessary. But this is a great club, and it is an opportunity to, I don't want to say it's socialization, but it's also, you know, it's a heck of a game. It's a heck of a game that you guys are playing. Olivia, do you have anything else that's on your mind with the club or anything you're looking to add?
Oh, no.
No?
Can if you want me to. I definitely agree that it would have been great if we could have gotten to a competition this year, because like when people see us win, they want to join more, which is why we've had numbers go up in FBLA and Science Olympiad. They see us go out to these competitions and they see us do well as a school that isn't expected to. There's a lot of negative connotations about this place, and we have a lot of smart people in this building, and we just need them to come together and just get places.
Yeah. Now, so that being said, where are we headed next year, everybody? Christian, what are your plans after Wilkes-Barre area graduation?
Well, as you can tell by my hoodie, I'm going to Lehigh University. I'm going to be studying the pre-med track and probably go into psychiatry, which is a passion of mine.
That's awesome. Olivia, how about you?
Well, my hoodie is not true. I'm going to Coastal Carolina. I am in the Honors College with a double major in Intelligence and National Security and Psychology.
And Shane, what's up for you?
Oh, I don't have a hoodie, and I also don't know where I'm going.
are there any colleges on the horizon for you that you are interested in or considering?
I'm just waiting for decisions to come up.
Waiting for the decisions and then make based off of that. Yeah. I got you. Well, I'll tell you what, it was pretty cool having you guys come here. Explain, you know, some of the nuances of your club of playing and everything. Who knows what you could do here in the future years? But you guys definitely, you know, blazed a trail, took the steps to, you know, establish this program. And kudos to you and Mr. Elias, correct? Mr. Elias,
yeah.
Running that. Before we go, Christian, tell me a little about, Mr. Elias, his game and what he means to the chess club.
All right. Well, Mr. Elias, he practically hosts the chess club because we have it in his classroom every morning, every Tuesday morning at 8:15 a.m. Shameless plug. So Mr. Elias, he's been the chess coach for E.L. Myers High School for a while until we obviously moved to this building. He's a solid chess player, classical. I believe his peak rating at the United States level was 1600, which is pretty solid. He's a good blitz player. He's a good founder. He helps people. He's a coach. He teaches people where to begin openings. He gave me advice when I was starting up as well.
Now, did you say blitz player?
Blitz would be like 3-minute, 5-minute games. Okay. Some quick little things, yeah.
What are the different types of games you can play?
So there's like classical, there's rapid, there's blitz. Classical would be like the long range games. Now rapid would be like around 10 minutes, and then blitz would be 3-minute, 5-minute, and then there's this thing called bullet, which can go all the way to 30 seconds, but it's usually like a minute.
Okay, and I'll tell you something that I might know from state chess that you might be able to corroborate. If you're in a state matchup, I believe you have to document every move.
Yeah,
is that correct?
That's correct. It's called algebraic notation. Within every move, you'd have to write the specific coordinate and the notation for the piece.
And what's the reasoning behind that?
So the reasoning behind that would probably be to track games, because tracking games would also help you improve your rating. You can check your mistakes. You could study the games over if you'd please.
So I would imagine that's kind of like a review. So to confirm that you might have won, are there any illegal moves in chess?
So, well, there is technically there can be an infinite amount of illegal moves, but moves like moving out of like moving a different piece when you're in check, castling through a check or on a check, there's a lot of illegal moves.
So there are illegal moves, and let's say the other person didn't catch it, right?
Yeah.
And I would say the moderator might review it. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And you'd have to ask them to review it if one of the people spot it.
Okay. All right. So there could be an overruling, and someone who thought they won might not have.
Yeah, that's
correct.
Completely correct. Yeah.
So illegal moves and everything. That's interesting stuff there too. I don't know. I really appreciated the chess club stopping by and talking about it. I want to say congratulations to you guys on establishing it with Mr. Elias. I really do hope that people keep that going, and the best of luck and success to the club and Mr. Elias as it goes. But you guys have really laid the groundwork for it. So congratulations. And also the best of luck to you guys where you're going or wherever you may be going. You are very intelligent, accomplished, young adults who are representing our school to the best. So we thank you for what you are doing, and also letting people know all the good stuff that's going on inside the walls of Wilkes-Barre area. So for Shane, for Olivia, for Christian, and myself, Mr. Cooper, we thank you for listening. Hope you enjoy this one. Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you.